to Conversations with I Follow the Leader, made possible by I Follow the Leader, LLC. I am your host, Antoinetta Mosley. I'm the CEO and principal leader at I Follow the Leader and a certified diversity professional. I founded the firm in 2016 because I believe the historical prototype of what a successful leader looks like needs to change. We help leaders and organizations thrive and reach their highest potential. This is a place where those of a different feather can soar together. Thanks for joining us today. Happy November. I cannot believe we only have 2 months remaining in 2021. And I came here today to provide you with a very special message. Some of you who are observant may have already seen my sign, which says, don't DIY your DEI. So if you don't know what DIY stands for, it stands for do it yourself. And if you don't know what DEI stands for, it is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so my message for you today is do not try to do it yourself when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. I have seen this so much over the last 5 years. Really well-intentioned organizations and leaders believing that they can do it themselves, that they can develop a plan, develop a DEI strategy on their own. And I'm really here to tell you today that you can do it yourself, but it is not going to be as successful as it should. Some of us are creative and we like to build things and do our own. And some of us know maybe it's not our skill and maybe doing it yourself for certain elements. For example, I love to cook. So I actually really like to follow a recipe and do it myself. However, when it comes to other aspects of DIY projects, they have not turned out how I expected. And so it's really important that we know our strengths, we know our weaknesses, and we know where we can learn and grow. And I truly believe that everyone can learn and grow as it relates to diversity, equity, and inclusion. However, it's really important that we also realize that DEI is an expertise. And so if we want to DIY an expertise, if we don't have certain skills, it is not going to be as successful as it should. And do we really want to be playing around with diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, harassment, discrimination? I know I surely do not. And I hope that is the same for you. And so throughout November, myself and our firm at I Follow the Leader will give you some more information and strategies around why you shouldn't do it yourself, some of the help that you can get as it relates to DEI, because we really want you to be the most successful. We are all about pushing the pace of progress, and you cannot push that pace of progress if you are always in development mode and not in action mode. And so we really want you to be in action mode and solution-oriented mode and not trying to figure it out and confused and frustrated, because diversity, equity, and inclusion, again, it is difficult and it does require certain skill sets and expertise. And so if you do not have specific training in diversity, equity, and inclusion, if you haven't gone to school, haven't received your certificate, haven't worked with a lot of organizations, you may be doing well-meaning activities, but unfortunately, they often can be causing more harm than good. And so we really want to ensure with our DEI initiatives that they have the best chance to be successful. So we're really pushing the pace of progress. We're helping our employees and other stakeholders to really feel that sense of belonging, and we're not causing more harm than good. We know, for example, with building a house, most of us would not try to build our own houses. We may do small home improvement projects, but if you don't have the skills and you haven't put in the hours with construction,
you can have a even larger mess on your hands than when you started. And we don't want that. We want your culture to be thriving, to be healthy, and we want your employees to feel really included and like they want to stay. And we want you to retain your employees. So I am going to go ahead and screen share and just give you a sneak preview of what we will be talking about in November. You want to ensure that resources are allocated to DEI. So unfortunately, we often want to do things ourselves to save money. But unfortunately, while you may be saving some money on the front end, you are not really saving money on the back end. Of course, we know that diversity, equity, and inclusion done correctly can lead to more innovation, higher profits, better retention. DEI done incorrectly, unfortunately, can lead to employees leaving, people not feeling that they belong at your organization, and a host of other negative things. And so we want to ensure that when we have resources, they are allocated to DEI. If you and your organization believe that DEI is a strategic priority, you're going to allocate resources. The things that we think are important, such as marketing, IT, et cetera, there are also always resources set aside in our budget so that we can ensure we are the most successful. DEI is no different. So resources should be allocated to DEI. You may have some amazing change agents and leaders on your team who are willing to help, who are willing to participate in a DEI committee, and that is great and really important. However, if they don't have the training, skills, strategies, and tools related to a successful DEI program, they need external resources. What may that look like? It may look like having external firms come in and conduct a culture audit, looking at your policies, procedures, documents, and helping your team move forward. It may look like having an external resource help you to develop a strategic action plan that is based on measurements. And so really important, if you have never created a DEI strategic action plan, while you may be well-meaning, again, you may not know the measurements that will help you be most successful. You may not know the goals that will help you to be most successful. And so important to allocate resources to DEI to really help you and your team move forward successfully. DEI expertise plus DEI strategy equals success. And so important. We can't have one without the other. So if we have DEI expertise, but no plan or no strategy, we're not going to move forward. We're not going to push that pace of progress. We really need the combination. And on the other hand, I see a lot of organizations that have the DEI strategy. So they may have some activities in place, but they don't have the expertise. So unfortunately, their strategy is not set up to be most successful. And so we often see that, unfortunately, it's not measurable, it's not strategic, and it's not sustainable. And so you really want to ensure your strategy is set up for success. And the best way to do that is to make sure that you have a team around you of DEI experts. What does that mean? A DEI expert is someone who has experience with successfully implementing a DEI strategy or program. Cookie cutter solutions will not meet your needs. I know you hear me say that all the time. In my example in the beginning, I talked about loving cooking and following recipes. You cannot follow a recipe for a successful DEI strategy. We have worked with countless companies, whether it be nonprofits, corporations, universities, etc., and there is no plan that was the same. there were no survey results that were exactly the same. And so it's so important that you really think about the uniqueness of your organizations, of your employees, and where they are in this moment in time, right? And so you may think about your organization 5 years from now, 5 years ago, it's going to be very different. And so you cannot have cookie cutter solutions for different organizations, let alone even the same organization, because you are growing and changing over time. And so when I was preparing to talk to you this month about don't DIY your DEI, I actually looked it up and there were some resources to DIY your DEI. And I just cringe because you cannot put a cookie cutter formula around your organization, around your culture. You are unique. Your challenges, opportunities, strengths, weaknesses, and threats are also unique. And so if you are having DEI expertise, or if you're just Googling on the internet to get a DEI action plan, I am sorry to tell you, it is not going to work. You really need solutions that are catered to where your organization is at this exact moment in time. And so we've talked about this before, but to know where your organization is, you need to have a cultural audit. You need to have someone externally talk to your employees, your board members, your key stakeholders to really learn where you are so you can establish that baseline. And your employees deserve the best. I hope you agree with me. Your employees don't deserve a DIY DEI plan. They deserve a plan that's customized to them. They deserve a plan that's going to help them grow. They deserve a plan that's going to help them be their best selves and help them thrive. And again, you may be well-meaning, but if you do not have DEI expertise, if you have team members that do not have DEI expertise, but you all are serving and acting as the DEI champions and DEI experts without that help and support, unfortunately, you are not going to be most successful. I've seen so much over the past year and a half, people being put into DEI roles who don't have the DEI expertise. And unfortunately, it's not fair to them or the organization. DEI is not something that is just intuitive and that you know about. It requires skills, training, and experience, just like any other role in your organization. So if you believe your employees deserve the best, you really want to ensure that you are working with those who have DEI expertise, who are trained, who know what success looks like. So I hope you are excited about this topic as much as I am. I can't wait to talk to you more about why you should not DIY your DEI initiatives. And if you agree with me, please share some comments. Please share some of your experience. Really would love to know, have you tried to DIY your DEI? How did that work? When did you realize you had to pull in expertise? I can say with a lot of our clients, they come to us and say, wait, we tried to do this ourselves. It is not working out. We need your team's help. Please help us. And we are happy to come in, and we often see, again, well-meaning, well-intentioned, really people excited about DEI, but we're just taking some missteps. And so we're able to come in, really help them get realigned, press that reset button, get the information from employees, establish a baseline, and then really dig into a DEI strategy that's sustainable, that's measurable, and that's actionable. And so I am just so excited to talk to you more about why you don't want to DIY your DEI. And again, if you agree with me, comment. If you don't agree, comment. Would love to hear about your experience, and I will continue to share more about mine. Thank you so much. I hope that you have a notable November.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Conversations with I Follow the Leader. We appreciate you. Be sure to subscribe to receive new episode alerts. To learn more about the firm, go to ifollowtheleader.com. I also want to encourage you, whether you're a change agent or leader, you can be a part of the solution. Now let's go make a positive impact and push the pace of progress. The world needs us.